Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Zadi, and welcome to Zadi's Design Branding Tidbits Podcast. I want to first thank Hanif and the Simply Hanif Network for the platform and for pushing me to start podcasting and YouTubing. The top three things to have before meeting with a graphic designer, that's what we're talking about tonight. So whether you are ordering a logo, flyer, or website, these three things should help make the process smoother. Before I mention these three things, I would like to say preparation and organization is key to anything really, but when working with a designer, there will be so many files transferring back and forth and organization is needed. So preparation key number one, budget. Yes, we are starting off with the money talk. Thinking of your budget can be stressful when you're coming out of pocket, but it's a must. And I know it's hard to know how much to set aside when you don't know the going price for a service, but Google will help and so will I. I'm going to throw out some numbers for a logo, flyer, and web design to give you somewhat of an idea of what to have ready. These numbers are based on prices I've seen from other designers I look up to. So for event flyer, $50 to $85. For logo design, $100 to $500. And for web design, a WordPress web design, $1,500 to $10,000. Those higher ends are more than likely for agencies that have more than one designer on board. Let me talk about the web design WordPress real quick. I visited a graphic designer's website maybe last week, and she does WordPress web design, and she charges from $5,000 to $10,000, and she only takes like 7 clients a year. I'm trying to get at that level, but baby steps. So preparation key number two, target audience. Finding your audience will help you to know which colors to use in your brand, what fonts to use, textures, and just your overall style. When I say style, I mean things such as, will your brand images be modern, hip-hop, alternative, classy, retro, etc. A good way to find your audience is to answer the question, what problem does my business solve and for who? Also, a good way to know and learn your audience is to understand your why. Why are you starting this business in this industry at this time, at this location? And here's a bonus point. Pay attention to what type of music you listen to. Music plays a big part in people's lives, and it kind of shapes who they are. If you like acoustic, jazz, hip-hop, etc., you're going to attract those type of people in general. And more than likely, that will spill over into your brand. And here is preparation key number three, gathering design ideas and samples. There are multiple places to gather design ideas. When you are gathering ideas, keep in mind target audience. Do not go crazy with the ideas. Choose 3 to 4 stamps and call it a day. And to keep it clear, do not ask your designer to copy another designer's work verbatim. Samples are strictly for inspiration. With that being said, here are 3 places to find design inspiration. Pinterest. I use Pinterest a lot, like Google. Design inspiration number 2, Behance.com. I use that mostly for downloading design resources, but they do have other stuff on there that you can look at, like flyers and website and logo designing for inspiration. And design inspiration number 3 is Instagram. You can check these hashtags, flyer design and logo design. And you'll find a plethora of flyer design, logo design, web design, any type of design. Samples will help the design process run smoother. So let's run through the 3 preparation keys again. Number 1, preparation key, budget, knowing how much to bring to the table. Preparation key number 2, target audience, knowing who you're talking to. And preparation key number 3, design ideas, knowing that you want to look like to your audience, what you want to look like to your audience. That is all I have for you all tonight. This list started off as a 10-point, and it dwindled down to 3 major keys. Hope y'all enjoyed and learned something. If you are looking to start your own podcast, radio show, or YouTube channel, please check out Hanif R. Jordan on Facebook. She is an expert in this and will provide you with resources to get you going. You can catch me on Facebook at NZD Media House. And that's it. So this is Zadi with Zadi's Design and Branding Tidbits. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in to this. Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Honeys Radio Show, the place to fill your mind, body, and soul. Let's be mindful of our thoughts, our words, and our actions, so you may be the only guide someone.